Hey cuties, welcome to your weekly reality TV history lesson where our hosts Anna and Charlotte explore the roots of today's most popular reality shows. So sit back, relax, and try not to flip any tables because class is in session. Welcome back to reality.
Hello and welcome.
Hi.
Welcome to the Real Housewives of New Jersey. It's us.
It's us.
I'm Teresa.
I'm Dina.
Like, fuck. No, but we're the girls from Back to Reality, okay?
Yeah, it's us.
You're here.
Back to Reality.
And we are on Season 1, Episode 5, Casinos and
C-Cups.
Who's writing the titles? I need to get a job.
Yeah, you do.
This is bad.
You would be good at that.
Yeah, this is really bad. But we are nearing the end, folks. This is the episode before the finale. Isn't that insane?
That's literally insane.
We're on Episode 5.
That's fucking crazy.
And the finale is next week.
Yeah, that's really bizarre.
It really is. But don't worry. If we ever do season two, which we will down the line sometime, there's 19 episodes.
And you will. Yeah, there's plenty of episodes.
Don't worry. I will say this episode, we get our first Housewives vacation.
Yep. Nice, beautiful trip to Atlantic City.
Yeah, they really live it up at the Waterford, or what's it called?
The
water or something.
Yeah, it's the water. Oh my God. What the fuck is it called?
Water Club.
Yes.
We're at the Water Club. And this episode, I'm sure we've seen a few glimpses of it so far, but you really start to notice Teresa's made-up vocabulary.
Oh my God, yeah.
We have years of that to come.
Year ingredients.
But we're going to start pointing them out to you because they're fucking funny.
Yeah.
She's a funny bitch.
She is. She honestly is funny.
She gives me Trisha vibes in the way that I feel like she knows
that she's
saying dumb shit. Yeah,
for sure.
Because then she'll just be like laughing at herself before anyone else is even laughing at her. It's like, you knew you fucked up. Lots of ingredients like cumin.
Cumin?
Is it cumin or cumin?
Fucking Teresa.
I don't even like that word, so I don't use that ingredients.
Cumin.
The way she thinks cumin is a weird ingredient is fucking funny.
Yeah. Yeah, it's probably not. She just probably doesn't use that a lot.
No, she probably has no fucking idea what that is, actually.
Cumin.
All right. Who do we start off with on this episode? Again, we have to go chronologically because we are completely...
Yeah.
Together at this point. We're a big fucking happy family.
You start.
All right. We start off with Dina and Teresa.
Yep.
Dina, when Teresa walks into Dina's house, it's really funny. Dina tells Teresa not to pretend to like the cat, okay? Because Teresa's trying to be nice to Grandma.
Grandma Wrinkles.
And Dina's like, stop it. You don't have to pretend. She's like, I do like her. Teresa does not like cats. I already just
She does not like cats. She does not like dogs. Teresa's not an animal person.
Yeah, she doesn't like dogs, except you see like fucking giant like huskies and shepherds at her house in their yard.
Yeah.
And someone calls her out for that once and she's like, oh yeah, I don't go near them. Bitch, shut the fuck up.
Please.
They have like five fucking big dogs. Weirdo. This visit is for them to plan their trip to Atlantic City.
Atlantic City.
And Dina says it's to get away from Danielle. Because, I mean, it's true. They can't go anywhere. They can't go anywhere without her fucking showing up.
They need a break.
Yeah. I don't blame them. I need a break. I'm not even there.
Yeah.
We do see a nice scene of Caroline's personal trainer training her and the kids. She expresses that it's going to be really tough to leave her babies.
Her babies to go to the very faraway land of Atlantic City.
Yeah.
Which is 2 hours and 13 minutes away from Franklin Lake. So. Wow. A two-hour trip.
Two whole hours away from her adult children.
You know, and as we
mentioned, is she going to survive?
She previously had given Dina shit for crying about Lexi.
Yeah.
Going to a different country.
Her 12-year-old leaving
for 2 weeks. And Caroline's going for like a weekend. 2 hours away.
It just doesn't feel right.
Your kids
get the fuck over
like 20-something.
It's time.
It's fucking sick.
It's time.
It's fucking sick.
And then we hear from Jacqueline. She tells us that she knows Dina is annoyed with her, so she's not going, which is so strange to me.
Yeah, she's like, I could just feel that Dina is annoyed with me because I didn't terminate my friendship with Danielle. I didn't end my friendship with her.
But you can tell Danielle's annoyed with you for being involved with Dina.
And you
still go over to her house every fucking day and have awkward toasts.
Fucking weird.
I don't get it. I don't get Jacqueline's point.
Yeah.
on anything, really.
Yeah, she's trying to be too much Switzerland.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if there was something else going on during the time of the trip, and that's why she couldn't go.
That's true.
I wouldn't be surprised, and they just, like, made her make up a fucking story. Yeah. Because she clearly has no problem putting herself in an awkward position. She does it every day.
Yeah, that's true.
Teresa packs her entire closet.
The entire fucking closet.
Yeah, and Melania cries.
Melania
cries. Do your best Melania impression when she calls Teresa.
Mom!
Gia, give her a lip gloss.
Give her a lip gloss or something. I'm going to get you a souvenir prize.
She says, you want a pink purse or a pink teddy bear?
Literally, the fucking phone is cutting out because she's screaming so loud.
It's so fucking funny.
Gia, poor Joe. Give her her lip gloss.
Oh my God, poor Joe.
Ugh. Fuck that shit.
And we never mention, but we've seen her a few times in the background. Teresa also has a full-time nanny.
Yeah.
That blonde teenage girl. Yeah. She's always there. So I think the girls are probably fine.
Yeah. It's so bad. It's so fucking bad. Like, this bitch, she's away for probably an hour at this point.
Literally.
Or at least two, because they're at the hotel. But yeah. Give her a lip gloss.
Give her a lip gloss. We see at Jacqueline's house that Ashley has passes her summer school classes.
Thank God.
She passed geometry.
Wow, Ashley, good job.
Yep. And it's very strange. We find out that Ashley has no idea that she's got a car. Which, when they were talking to Caroline about it a couple of episodes ago, Jacqueline made it sound like Chris came home and handed her a car already.
It sounded like that, but
it did.
They were like, they were concealing it from her.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
But like...
Good.
So she has no way. She had no. Thank God, honestly. Yeah. Because I really thought that Jacqueline was going to.
Yeah. Same
spill
here.
The beans with that one.
For sure. And don't forget, it is Danielle's birthday. It's time for the limo
and the crystal.
It's time. Break it out, guys. Fuck. She's trying to pretend to be confused as to why Jacqueline's giving her the cold shoulder. She doesn't understand. But she's also thinking about breaking up with Steve again. Thinking about it.
Like,
she was going to do it in front of all of us at the table.
At the table!
And then she got permission from her girls.
To break up with him.
To break up with him. And now she's thinking about it.
Yeah.
She's really thinking about it on her birthday. That's what's on her mind, is breaking up with her 20-year-old boyfriend. Glad she's spending it wisely, honestly.
Yeah.
Then they take us back to AC, where the girls are jewelry shopping.
And we see a repeat scene.
Yeah, in the lingerie shop.
And I thought I was, like, seeing things.
No.
I was like, haven't we been here before?
Yeah, a couple episodes ago. It's not even like it was a long time ago. Like, Jesus, you guys just showed us this. How are you repeating scenes when you only had six episodes?
So, you know, we finally... Teresa needs to get her bubbies. Teresa has... like negative tits. Like, she is close to having like a pit
inverted. Yeah, for sure.
I mean, they are so fucking small. Mm-hmm. And she hasn't had Adriana yet.
Yeah,
so very fucking small boobs. Like, yeah, flat chested.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I can see her in that fucking outfit now.
Yeah, and that white bathing suit. Oh, yes. My god, it was just like cloth over,
like,
her skin.
What is that? Oh my god.
It's like when a baby wears a bathing suit. Bikini, yeah. And it's weird looking.
Very weird.
It was Teresa.
Super weird.
But she does look great. Mm-hmm. She's so tan. She still looks so young and beautiful.
Naturally pretty. No work
does that
done.
Go downhill quick.
Yeah, it goes down. She literally looks like a fucking, oh my God.
Yeah.
She was so naturally beautiful.
Mm-hmm. But I love watching the girls shop. Mm-hmm. It's lovely. Of course. The $1 million necklace. Had to try that on.
Oh my God. Could you imagine?
It honestly looks great on Dina.
Yeah.
She makes everything look great.
For sure. If anyone was going to wear it, it would be Dina.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. Love her.
Then we get the Ashley modeling scene. From fucking hell.
It's so bad. And of course, she has a fucking temper tantrum. It's just like...
Always
a temper tantrum.
She's throwing
tantrum
a fit. I don't know why they even did this. She didn't seem excited about it.
No.
It was very awkward.
She was like self-conscious. Like, yeah. I mean, she is a teenager. Like, we all went through that. Like... weird, like,
and I feel like a lot of it was editing, because they played like some shady ass like music to make it seem really awkward, because, you know, if they did that same scene playing like movie star music behind it, it would look a lot better. But yeah, they were so shady,
so
with
bad.
The music they chose,
the fucking music they choose is honestly hysterical. Like,
I know,
in Danielle's opening scene it was like like
it's all funny. They do a good job.
It is. It's really funny.
And fucking Jacqueline, just feel comfortable.
Yeah, it's...
I want you to be comfortable. Like, oh, thanks, okay. Mom. You're really making it better.
You know what? I'm actually comfortable now.
You know what? You helped.
I thought about it, and I'm not uncomfortable anymore.
Not at all.
You really helped me.
But when she fucking said she didn't like the pictures, I wanted to slap her.
Yeah.
And Jacqueline does. Yeah. Slaps her right in the leg.
Right in the leg.
It sounded like a good whip, and Ashley was completely unfazed. Mm-hmm. She didn't even flinch. And Jacqueline fucking slapped her leg so hard.
Yeah.
I wanted to, too. Oh, my God. That was so fucking
Ashley
rude.
Ashley just, like, really pisses me off sometimes. Yeah.
Oh, that was so fucking rude. Mm-hmm. And if you don't like the photos, sorry, don't take them. Right. Don't be a model. Them.
No offense. It's probably you.
Yeah, it is you.
It's you.
I mean, she could be on, like, America's Next Top Model because she's very tall. Mm-hmm. And none of those girls are super duper pretty.
Yeah.
But she's got such a baby face. Like, yes. Her face looks so young. Still got, like, chubby face. Mm-hmm. She looks so young, and yeah. She's really not, right? She's in high school. She's like getting a car.
17, yeah. 18.
She looks so young in the face, yeah. But she's tall, and that's really all you fucking need to be a model these days.
Yeah.
Back at the water club, Teresa is trying to pick a bathing suit because she has 900 of them. Like, what the fuck?
I can't.
Is that serious?
Probably. Did you see what she packed for fucking Gia's photo shoot?
But is it for the camera, or is this is she fucking for real?
I don't know. I feel like it's half and half because I can definitely see her behaving that way. But also, is that like her persona for the camera?
I think so. Like, I want to show off that I have 35 bathing suits.
Who brings that? I mean, my God.
A two-night stay.
A two-night stay.
I bring a lot of clothes.
Yeah.
Like, I need 30 pairs of underwear minimum for a weekend stay.
Yeah. I need options.
But not 35 bathing suits. No.
She packed fucking 12 bags for Gia's like 4-hour photo shoot.
Yeah, true.
So
that was rough.
Yikes.
And then we get a phone call from Steve.
Oh my God. That kid are going down the shore.
Yeah. Want to go down the shore? Can I bring Monique? Is that what he called? I think it's Monique.
I think so.
Can I bring Monique to the pool house? And Teresa's like, yeah, fuck it. Danielle's fucking guys at my shore house.
You can
at
fuck
my
someone.
Shore house?
My shore house.
You can fuck someone. Everyone fucks at the shore house.
Everyone fucks at the shore house.
and I feel like Teresa didn't give him an answer, did she? Did she say yes
so.
Or no? And she asked, are you still with Danielle? And he says, yeah, I'm not telling her. That's how you know Teresa be talking that shit.
Oh, for sure, because he's comfortable enough to say that shit.
Yeah.
If he was like, oh, yeah, she's friends with Danielle.
But isn't that so weird he called Teresa, not Joe?
Yeah, it's very bizarre. Maybe Joe was like, you got to call my wife.
Yeah, probably.
You got to get permission.
Yeah. Good job, Joe. And then at dinner.
She's like, I can't get away from Danielle. And no matter what I do, I can't get away from her.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's true.
And Dina says, this is when we first get a glimpse of Dina talking about not working anymore.
Yeah.
She says she's not getting enough time with Lex, blah, 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 blah. Then she throws in there just a little bit at the end. And I'm jealous of you guys just hanging out all the time. And I think that's 100% the reason.
Oh, my
She's
God,
got a
yeah.
little bit of money from Housewives now. Mm-hmm. The girls are able to film all the time and I have to fucking worry about a work schedule.
Yep.
She's jealous.
Of course.
The grass is always greener.
Who wouldn't be, honestly?
No, seriously. I want to quit my job right now and be a housewife.
Right.
For sure.
I would.
Because it's crazy to quit your job to be a housewife when your child is 12. It's just like insanity. Like, yes. You're past the hard part. 100%. What the fuck?
And you just hired a nanny.
Yeah, you just hired a nanny.
So, like, what are you doing?
What are you going to do, fire her?
Put the poor bitch out of work?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, probably.
Maybe not.
No, she'll probably still be a nanny.
Yeah,
she can do housewives things.
Exactly.
You think she wants to teach her kid how to clean? She made that pretty clear.
How to make her bed and load a dishwasher? No, yeah. Sir.
All right, let's talk about the breakup.
You're, like, upset. You're a really good guy.
Danielle instantly just starts pretending to cry.
Really good to me. And actually, Steve, we've talked about this earlier. He did look, I wouldn't say 26, but he did look younger with his really hideous hat.
I think his full Ed Hardy uniform definitely made him a little younger.
Yeah. The full Ed Hardy uniform.
Head to regalia. He fucking shopped at Buckle for sure. Like 100%. 100%. And he looked a lot younger, but yeah. The weird smile on his face the whole scene was very weird.
Oily.
It's very oily. Ugh. He definitely like lotioned up for the camera for sure.
God, yeah.
But they're at a lovely diner for Danielle to cry.
Danielle loves diners. We will see that later on. She is always at the fucking diner. Yeah. When what's his face, Danny, comes into play, they're always meeting at the diner. She's taking the girls out to the diner.
Mm-hmm.
Diner this, diner that.
Mm-hmm. That's her spot.
And I don't blame her because New Jersey diners are fucking lit.
I believe it.
They are so good.
Especially in Franklin Heights. Or
Franklin Lakes.
Franklin
Heights. Rich people.
Yeah. So they break up.
Yeah. So they break up.
The end.
And she's, you were really good to me.
Yeah. Danielle's really upset. She's crying. She says, are you going to be happy for me if I find someone?
He's probably like, I don't honestly give a fuck. Yeah. I just got my dick sucked by a girl at the Shore House.
Yeah, I was just at Teresa's Shore House with Monique.
So.
Are we done here?
Are we done here? I gotta go meet her.
am I still gonna get my routine blowjob? Or
one more for the road?
Yeah.
My routine little suck? My routine sock?
You want a dine and dash?
Bing.
Okay, and then we get Dina returning home. And Lexi is home from her trip. How lovely.
Lexi's back with lots of merchandise.
Yeah, she does a Cypress Hall.
Cypress Hall. Honestly, love that for her.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
She gets...
I love Dina giving her shit about the clothes when she was shopping her entire AC trip.
Yes. Yep. And she gets Dina a shirt that says shoe whore.
Yeah.
I didn't catch that until, like, I rewatched it.
Yeah.
I never paid attention to it.
I really thought it said shore whore.
Shore whore.
Yeah.
The Cypress shore.
And then we see a little glimpse of another cat. They have a Persian cat, too.
Yeah.
Just doesn't get any love because of Grandma Wrinkles.
I'm fucking sick.
It's like my cat, Pumpkin. Oh. No one even knows there's a second cat in the house because
I know that Pumpkin
all about
is,
puppy.
I know that puppies are Pumpkins around.
But you still love Puppy more, probably.
I love them both.
And I did just want to point out, you know, I'm always noticing the food that Dina's cooking.
Yeah.
She was making scrambled eggs and she threw a piece of cheese in while they were like still cooking and wet. Is that normal?
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like I do that sometimes. So they're like incorporated into it rather than just like being on top.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was, I saw was her it American throw it down cheese? And then it was, yeah. Mm. It was just weird. I wanted to watch her mix it, but they just like cut to the next scene. Oh. I'm like, wait, what happened there?
That's interesting.
Those weren't done.
Yeah.
I would get it if she
was like mixing it in. But maybe she did. Maybe she didn't.
Yeah, I don't know.
We'll never know.
Let me try your eggs, Dina. All right. Teresa's at fucking dinner from hell.
Dinner from hell. The girls. It's just the dinner from hell.
Yeah. It's suddenly pitch black outside. they get there and it's normal.
It's normal and then it's pitch black.
How long were they at this dinner?
Oh, my God. And once again, Joe, everybody's so fucking red.
No, really.
What is going on in New Jersey?
I'm not sure. The tanning beds were really...
Jesus.
I don't know. And then she says, Joe's great with the kids, even if they're screaming. He's pretty laid back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he doesn't do shit.
They were like animals.
Animals. It was so heinous to watch. I was just like, I was getting anxiety watching that.
Yeah, same here.
Oh my God. Could you imagine? No.
No, I literally can't.
That would never happen.
No.
That would never be you.
No. No, I would go home. Yeah. I'm sorry. We can't finish our dinner. She says they go there every week on Fridays. No. They probably run. The waitresses scatter when they walk in.
You with know the
they
girls.
Don't clean up shit oh at my, that whole table.
Is a mess.
The floor. Can you imagine? Oh my God. No.
I just know that they just leave it an absolute shit.
Yeah, no, wouldn't be me. And she breaks the news to Joe that she decided she's getting the bubbies.
Yep, she's getting the bubbies. And then he asks, "You like bubbies, Mac, the waiter?"
Yeah,
weird.
You like bubbies? Love them.
Fucking weird.
Very strange.
Bizarre.
It was weird. And then we see Teresa taking the whole squad to her bubby consultation. She wants all the girls to come with her.
Yep.
For moral support because Dina and Jack both have fakies. And yes. Caroline's just there.
All natural.
Yeah, Caroline's in the corner to remind us she has
Caroline,
boobs.
Caroline, don't have fake boobs. There's a few things about Caroline. Caroline, don't dance. Caroline got real boobs. Okay.
And I'm thick as thieves.
But I will want your abuser out of jail.
Most importantly,
Tommy's got to get out. I've known him for 40 years. Dina, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something about my family.
Look at me.
My blood, she don't mean shit. Tommy, get out of jail. We got to get him out.
Dina, I've definitely known him my whole life. But Tommy, we got 40 years.
We got 40 years.
We go back.
We go way back. Dina, I've known her whole life.
She's a bitch.
She deserves it.
She's a liar.
She's a liar.
Oh my God. So yeah, she's just there lurking in the corner. Like, again, why the fuck are you here? Once again,
she just lurks. That's all she does. Yeah. She's not fun. She's a fucking wet towel.
She's just judging in the corner always. And we find out poor Teresa has a 34A.
Yeah.
Bitch, when I started wearing a bra in fifth grade, I was a B.
Yeah.
And it was too far gone for me to get a fucking A.
I don't think I was ever an A.
No. My nipples wouldn't even fit into a fucking A cup right now.
34A. What the fuck? At least she wasn't a double A.
Is that a thing?
It's smaller.
She probably just wore like a double push-up A.
That's true.
Yeah. That poor fucking
Teresa
thing.
Teresa has 34 A's.
Dude, I would probably get boobs too.
Yeah. I mean, you look like a boy.
Yeah.
God.
It's so much easier for clothes and stuff, though, I feel.
Yes. Like, you don't have to worry about like shit busting at the seams.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're back at Danielle's house because even though she already dumped Steve, she has to consult with the girls.
The girls. Once again,
the girls meaning her kids, not her friends.
Yes.
Her don't kids. Get it confused.
The three musketeers, because you know that it's just them.
Mm-hmm.
It's just them.
It's us against the fucking world.
It's them against the world.
So she tells them that she dumped Steve. Yep. However, Steve will not be disappearing from your lives. Like, why the fuck not?
He's 26. I don't think he gives a fuck about your kids.
Yeah. Why? I would be worried if he wanted to hang out with your teenage kids.
And to be fair, I don't think your kids honestly give a fuck about
Steve. I don't think so. But the girls did clap back.
Yeah.
They said, yes, he's going to. That's fine. All guys bullshit you. They just want the goodies.
The girls are wise beyond their years.
Yeah,
because Danielle exposes them to so much shit.
But it's crazy that they can like see the shit.
See that.
Where when we look at Teresa and her girls are so blinded by
everything.
Teresa.
Uh-huh.
It's so crazy how, like, I don't know. Danielle's girls just, like, get it, kind of. Yeah,
they do.
Yeah.
And then Teresa's are just, like, in a fucking little love bubble.
Yeah, they're in the love bubble.
Ugh.
And she says she needs her best friend back. She needs Jacqueline back. Jacqueline, come back.
Jacqueline, come back. You can blame it all on me. Jacqueline, come back.
And then we see Teresa teasing Joe with pre-play. Guys.
No, I'm fucking just, it's just like.
She knows it's not fucking called pre-play.
Pre-play? Like, what,
like,
is it?
Like,
pre-com? Fucking DVD?
Rewind.
Pre-play.
Fucking pre-play. Oh my God.
She's so cringe sometimes.
Joe says she needs to go bigger.
Bigger.
Her plane is not big enough.
Yes.
She needs the biggest boobs they've got.
Yes. Didn't they initially say she was going to have a B?
Yeah.
And
she said she wanted a full B, and he goes, go full C.
Yeah.
And you might want a D.
You might as well.
You might as well get a triple D. Like, oh my God, dude.
You might as well get a K.
How big do you have them, Doc? But it's like, how on Teresa's tiny little body, how do they even fit in her skin?
Honestly, that's a great question.
Because I feel like
she's already, like, tight.
That's what I'm saying. In recent seasons, you can see how much it's, like, pulling on her skin.
Yeah.
And that's how Danielle looks, too, because she's so skinny.
Yes, that there's, like, not much there.
Yeah. And when you guys watch her porn, if you did your homework from last week, you will see the tight ass titties, and she has the worst scars on her nipples. It's like Trisha Paytas level.
Yeah, it's bad.
Then after the fucking surgery, Teresa, just the sound.
Ow.
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 She's just croaking.
Yep.
Ow. That made me laugh out loud because they don't show her at first. They're just like just showing around the office. You just hear, ow, ow. I fucking loved it. It was so fucking funny. Then Jacqueline takes Danielle out for her birthday. It's time. Break out the fucking limo.
The crystal.
Just kidding. We just go to dinner.
Yeah.
Because, you know, who are they going to put in the limo?
Just them.
Just them. Yeah.
Maybe the girls. The kids.
Danielle instantly, like, her ass hasn't even hit the seat, and she starts talking about fucking Dina.
Of course.
Like, shut the fuck
up. It's her fixation.
Like, you need Jacqueline back in your life, so you're gonna instantly
push her away.
Push her away. Instantly. Jacqueline tries to set boundaries, but she's really not good at that.
No,
but
Jacqueline is horrible at that.
Yeah.
She's like me.
Forever.
I'm horrible at that.
That sucks.
Yeah.
It's a hard life to live.
It is. I'm trying, but yeah.
Yeah, it's okay. Don't get a Danielle in your life.
Yeah. Well.
Too late. It's me. I'm the Danielle.
No.
Am I? Am I
your Danielle? No. Oh, my God, no.
If I had to be one of the girls on the show, who would you think I am?
Dina.
Oh, great.
You're just like, I feel like you're like down to earth. My bestie. Mm. I would say she's one of the more intelligent people on the show.
Smart. Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Rich.
Bad bitch. A bad fucking bitch.
Yeah. Overbearing mom. Maybe.
Maybe. We found out that you resonate with her.
Yeah, I do.
So, yeah.
I do. I feel like if I had to compare you to someone, it has to be Jacqueline, just because
I'm fucking weak.
You're nice. You're too fucking nice.
Yeah.
And yeah.
I'm too fucking nice and I let people walk all over me. Sometimes, and I can't set boundaries.
Sometimes.
It's true.
It happens. Everyone's got their fucking thing.
Yeah.
Well, I'll take you under my wing.
Yeah.
I was scared you were going to say I was Caroline.
What the fuck would I ever say that for?
I don't know. I would never be friends with Caroline.
There's no...
She'd be the last one I'd choose to hang out with. Absolutely. Of that group. I'd hang out with Danielle before Caroline.
I mean, Caroline could cook me dinner.
Danielle could probably cook ramen.
They could all cook for me. I would eat all their food.
I'll go to the diner with Danielle.
Oh, hell
Danielle's diner.
For sure.
Fuck it.
Yes.
Well, guys, that is it for episode 5. Next week is the fucking finale.
Get ready, bitches.
Get your fucking popcorn.
Get your popcorn. Get your tables ready.
I feel like that whole episode is just that one scene, and we should just reenact it.
Absolutely.
Just do a dialogue back and forth.
Oh, my God. I really... It's so good.
I'm going to write down, like, every word.
Yes.
Because it's fucking funny.
It's quotable as fuck.
Yeah. Teresa finally blows her fucking top for the first time.
Teresa blows her casket, as she says in a later season.
Yeah, seasons. She blows her casket.
She fucking pops her top off.
Yeah, it's really amazing, guys. You're not going to want to miss it.
The table
legendary.
Flip heard around the world.
Around the fucking
still
world.
Still heard around the world.
Yep. It's truly legendary.
It is.
And we're going to watch it together.
Yep.
And reminisce.
Yes.
When times were good.
When times were good and the show was... the best content.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and I hope you have a great week.
Yes, have a great week.
Can't wait to talk to you again.
Yes. Love you.
Bye.